This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. On practically any night of the week, you can turn on the television and see some crime investigator pulling out a swab to grab evidence samples for the fictional cases on TV. But the basis for hit shows like CSI Crime Scene Investigation is very real. Just these days, forensic scientists play a key role in the criminal justice system. They collect and examine microscopic samples that could send someone to jail or to freedom. How has technology changed the way crimes are solved? To give us some insight, we've got Dwayne Mose, a retired criminalist from the California Department of Justice. He's currently an instructor in criminalistics at National University in San Diego. Welcome, Dwayne.
Thank you.
So, first off, what is criminalistics?
Criminalistics is the application of the physical sciences to matters of law and science, the physical sciences being biology, chemistry, and physics, and any question that might become of interest to not only law enforcement, but the legal system in general, whether it's criminal law or civil law, questions of science can be answered and aid in the assignment of responsibility and guilt or innocence in
Dwayne,
many types of situations.
Why don't you describe to us some of the work that you did with actual cases when you were at the California Department of Justice? I mean, what was your job literally and physically?
Literally, I went to the scene of the crime. I was often the one who collected all the evidence. I also did photography of the crime scene. I did not do fingerprints. There was usually a technician who did that. Back at the laboratory, I would take all that evidence that I had collected and inventoried, and I would begin a systematic investigation of that. As an example, one case in the middle of my career was a triple homicide, and it was a great case from a physical evidence standpoint. There was bullets, there was blood, there was saliva on cigarette butts, there was hair, there was soil, and I got to basically do it all. And what was really interesting is I presented all this evidence to the jury, laid out a scenario for the crime, and during the time I was testifying, the defendant called his girlfriend and confessed the crime to her and then threatened her with death if she ever talked. Well, 5 minutes later, she called the DA and told the DA about the confession, and she came in to testify at that point, and what she testified to was basically what I had testified to from the physical evidence standpoint.
It sounds like in that case, the physical evidence and then witness testimony works together, but sometimes I'm sure that you have to use the physical evidence alone, and how is it presenting to a jury? Do you find that they are entranced by the evidence you give, suspicious? What kind of reactions do you get?
Usually, the jury will judge the witness, and if the witness appears credible in the eyes of the jury, then the evidence is credible. And if the witness does not appear credible, then the jury will ignore the evidence.
Let me ask about fictional investigations. The CBS television show CSI Crime Scene Investigation started broadcasting almost 8 years ago, and it tells the story of forensic scientists solving crimes in a glitzy, fast-paced style. And some people say the drama has changed forensic science and even possibly changed criminal behavior. What do you think?
Well, two things. One, juries now demand to see more exhibits in trial that reflect the science behind what the criminalist has done. So the criminalist today feels pressure to produce exhibits that grab the jury's attention. In terms of criminal behavior, I don't think these shows have had much of an effect. Certainly, one can point to isolated cases where these shows have had an effect, but truth be told, the vast majority of criminals are rather stupid, and they assume they will not be caught, and therefore take no precautions to avoid leaving physical evidence.
Are these shows accurate when they show people doing their jobs?
No. They're entertainment. Purely entertainment.
Now, back in 2001, the Debbie Smith Act was passed to provide federal funding to state and local crime labs to test DNA evidence, and it gave these agencies $500 million over the last 5 years. The act is set to expire next year, and there's still a lot of backlog DNA cases. So if this act is not renewed, is that going to hurt criminal justice?
Yes, it will. The more DNA evidence is used, the greater uses are found for it. It is, as a single piece of physical evidence, it is certainly the most probative, gives you the most information in terms of identifying a suspect and tying a suspect to a particular crime. And as a consequence, everybody in the system wants to see DNA evidence. The prosecutor wants to see it, the judge wants to see it, the jury wants to see it, and often the defense wants to see it because it could be favorable to the defense. So even though there's more people doing it, more labs doing it, more equipment doing it, the backlog continues to grow.
Well, Duane, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Duane Mosay is a retired criminalist from the California Department of Justice. He is now an instructor in criminalistics at National University in San Diego.